Preface: San Carlos, Mexico, August 2017. I'll start with a quote. Some people crave illicit substances when upset. My drug of choice is salt water. And this comes from Susan Casey's Voices in the Ocean, a journey into the wild and haunting world of dolphins. My life could be divided into three parts: before I found the water, after I found the water, and my later in life discovery of sea swimming. Childhood days spent on dry land were difficult. Because I was picked on and bullied, I often felt like a victim, weak and powerless. I was like a caught fish, flopping around until eighth grade, when my friend Karen invited me to join the swim team. In the water, I thrived. When I discovered sea swimming and the dolphins that reign in this realm, well, that's what this story is about. I've been a swimmer for 46 years now. When I introduce myself, I could as easily say I'm a swimmer as I'm Susan. Swimming calms me when I'm anxious, balances me when I feel out of kilter, and gives me the strength to cope when I'm in mourning. The water is my sanctuary, the one place I always feel safe. It's also where I feel connected to a divine presence. For decades, swimming pools were my training ground, but when my husband and I started living in San Carlos, Mexico, on the Sea of Cortez, I fell in love with open water swimming. Now, after 5 years of almost daily sea swimming, I find it difficult to return to black lines and flip turns. A chlorinated pool can't compete with the wild unpredictability of the open water. In the sea, I swim for the sheer joy of being in the water. Sea swimming has enabled me to let go of my obsession with competition and worrying about being enough. I can just be. I race in open water from time to time and even win my age category, but my placing is no longer my priority. Out in the sea, I lose track of time as my body rises and dips with the waves. I inhale the salt air as I swim. Freestyle, breaststroke, or a lazy backstroke. Sometimes I just tread water and look out, awestruck, over the vast expanse of aquamarine sea. 70% of God's beautiful earth is covered by ocean and sea. What a gift that water is! Gratitude swells in my heart every day I immerse myself in it. The smell and taste and sensation of the salty sea rushing over my skin delivers that multi-sensory outdoor experience I thrive on, breathes new life into my whole being. But it is the flash of a dark, wet dorsal fin and the early morning sunlight that raises my heart rate another notch and that transforms a Sea of Cortez swim from enjoyable to unforgettable. I first spotted the pod of bottlenose dolphins that I have come to know from my kayak. One dorsal fin surfaced, then suddenly five dolphins breached before diving back into the depths. I stilled my paddling. A few seconds later, I heard loud exhales as the dolphins resurfaced, spewing air and water from their blowholes. A male dolphin dove directly beneath my kayak. My eyes widened and my pulse pounded when I saw his immense size. The dolphin was at least 10 or 12 feet long. I knew he could overturn my boat with one flick of his powerful tail or fluke. Instead, the dolphin remained underwater until he was well past me before surfacing. I paddled alongside the pod, watching the dolphin's playful jumps and dives and the way they circled around me. It became clear that the dolphins had no harmful intentions. They were curious, just as I was. I watched them with silent wonder, imagining what it would be like to be in the water with them. One day, I told myself, I would find out.